At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
When you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about your out-of-pocket costs. That can be a lot of money. But are your bills accurate? It's estimated over 50% of medical bills contain errors. HealthLock can help. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. To date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. To save, visit HealthLock.com today.
Had enough of those supplements that leave you feeling nothing? Symbiotica is your solution to great-tasting, all-natural supplements that actually work. Crafted with premium plant-based ingredients, their products have no seed oils, fillers, or toxins. Try them out and actually feel the difference today. Visit Symbiotica.com and use code IHEART for 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Again, that's 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Go to Symbiotica.com. Symbiotica.com.
Welcome to the Hornets Hivecast, presented by Charlotte Eye, Ear, Nose, and Throat Associates, the official eye, ear, nose, and throat care provider of the Charlotte Hornets. Here's your host, Sam Farber.
Welcome to another edition of the Hornets Hivecast, your Hornets podcast with all the notes, quotes, and daily buzz around your favorite NBA team. I'm Sam Farber, and it is a pleasure and a privilege to have you with us here once again on the Hornets Hivecast, brought to you by Senta, Charlotte Eye, Ear, Nose, and Throat Associates, the official eye, ear, nose, and throat care provider of the Charlotte Hornets. It's a very big day for the Hornets franchise today as Jeff Peterson will be introduced to the Queen City as the new Executive Vice President of Basketball Operations. The announcement was made officially yesterday. We'll give you some quotes from the announcement press release, as well as talk about the festivities to come today, which you can tune into. It goes at 11 a.m. So depending on when this podcast is airing, you might be able to catch them coming up or go back through the archives of Hornets.com and find a replay of it. But either way, 11 a.m., the planned press conference. Will have more details in just a moment. Also, Hornets fell short last night to the Orlando Magic. Final score was 101-89. Certainly some silver linings to take away from that one, in particular Brandon Miller, another strong performance. We will talk about his performance as well as many others on this edition of the HHC. Helping me out on all of these topics, he's my producer on the Hornets Radio Network, as well as the producer of this fine podcast, Rob Longo, here with us once again. And Rob, let's lead things off with some of the biggest news that any organization can have, and that is the hiring of a new lead decision maker. There's a lot of different titles that this specific person has throughout many different organizations, but for Charlotte, for the foreseeable future, the title is Executive Vice President of Basketball Operations, and the man's name is Jeff Peterson. He brings 11 years of NBA experience, working basically from the ground up, starting in 2012 with the Atlanta Hawks. He would go on to spend 7 years as an assistant general manager, working in both the Hawks and the Brooklyn Nets organization, from which he has been hired. Peterson becomes Charlotte's chief basketball decision maker, while also being responsible for leading the team's day-to-day basketball operations. Rob, I can't find anyone who doesn't have just great things to say about him, Jeff Peterson, as a person. In addition to his work ethic and just his overall basketball brilliance, he's a former player at the college level. He is someone who has really done a tremendous job working his way up. Not a very long time to work his way up the ladder, but he certainly hit all the rungs. He's paid his dues, and now he's being rewarded with the chief basketball decision-making position here in the Queen City.
And I think the biggest thing for me, Sam, is when we talk about the kind of person that Jeff Peterson is, we hear all these great things from his time in Brooklyn. And the biggest thing that I hear from a couple of people in the Nets organization, I was talking to them about something completely different last week when things might have not been official here in Charlotte, but we were talking and they mentioned, they went out of their way to say, Jeff Peterson is going to be a great hire for you guys. He's going to be an excellent GM. You're going to love him. That's the kind of person he is. That's the kind of person that he is that other people are going out of their way to mention him and say how great of a guy he is. And he was able to back that up on Monday as well. We had a little bit of a welcoming party here at the Hive. Some of the employees, and I don't really want to say little because there was probably maybe at least 150 people there, but we were able to welcome Jeff in the morning when he got here to Charlotte, and he took some time and he said his thanks. He appreciated everybody. Didn't really give a big rah-rah speech or anything like that, but he went around to every single table and shook every person's hand and introduced himself and thanked them for coming and welcoming him here to the Queen City. So it was really cool to see. That just kind of shows the kind of guy he is. And since we didn't hear a lot from him yesterday, this is really going to be the first opportunity that we hear from Jeff Peterson and what his plans are here in Charlotte and what he has to say. So I'm really looking forward to today and moving forward, what he's able to build here in Charlotte.
Couple more people who had good things to say about Jeff Peterson, as you might imagine. Hornets co-chairman Rick Schnall and Gabe Plotkin quoted about Peterson saying that he shares our vision, our values, and our goal of becoming the premier franchise in the NBA. Jeff is a rising star in our league who is known for his player evaluation, his communication skills, and his ability to develop strong relationships. Peterson also quoted in the press release, in addition to thanking Rick and Gabe, he said, "I believe in their vision of building the premier franchise here in Charlotte. Establishing a winning culture will take hard work, creative ideas, and a collaborative approach, and I'm excited by the challenge ahead. The Carolinas are basketball country, and Hornets fans are some of the most loyal in the NBA. I look forward to being a part of this community and experiencing that passion." He is going to feel it for sure in full force because these are the best fans around of basketball, NBA, all up and down the ranks. This is definitely basketball country, and so we are looking forward to having Jeff Peterson coming on over and being a part of it. Again, he will have a official introductory press conference today, depending on when you're listening to this. Maybe it's already happened. So if it's after, let's say, noon, go to Hornets.com. That's noon Eastern. Noon Eastern. Go to Hornets.com, and you'll probably be able to find the replay already. If it's before 11 a.m., might still have time to make plans for this. So there's a couple of ways that you can take part in it. Hornets.com, the Hornets app, will both be live streaming this, and it will also be carried on our flagship radio station, 92.7 Sports Radio WFNZ. Again, scheduled tip time for the press conference is 11 a.m. Cannot wait to welcome officially Jeff Peterson here to the Queen City. He arrived yesterday, and he is officially the new lead basketball decision maker for the Charlotte Hornets, officially the executive vice president of basketball operations. Jeff Peterson, welcome to the Charlotte Hornets. All right, coming up next, Hornets had a game yesterday against the Orlando Magic. Another hard-fought effort. Unfortunately, another silver linings edition here of the HHC. We'll give you our game breakdown from last night's 101-89 loss and select our silver linings players coming up next here on the Hornets Hivecast.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for less. And for a limited time, new customers receive their second month free when they sign up and use promo code MONTHFREE by May 31st. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
Are you tired of your scented cleaning products smelling and cleaning like meh? Then it's time for an upgrade with the power of Clorox Scentiva. With an uplifting scent that smells like coconut, Clorox Scentiva gives you powerful clean like Clorox, but a feeling like being transported to a tropical island retreat. Imagine putting your phone on Do Not Disturb, tuning out all the constant, just the feeling of warm sand in between your toes and a fruity drink in your hand. The ones with the little umbrella. Refresh your home to feel like an all-inclusive vacation by getting Clorox Scentiva. Also available in grapefruit and lavender scents at a nearby retail store.
Sam Farber, Rob Longo here with you on the HHC, the Hornets Hivecast, brought to you by Senta, Charlotte Eye, Ear, Nose, and Throat Associates, the official eye, ear, nose, and throat care provider of the Charlotte Hornets. It's a very exciting day here in the Queen City. The team introducing later on today, I think. I keep going back to this because the podcast can play with everyone. Look, normally when I listen to my podcast, first thing in the morning, driving into work. So for me, it's before 11 a.m. For you, it's first thing in the morning around 3 p.m., right?
Well, when you work as late as I do, that's basically my morning, so I'm not going to argue on that aspect.
Fair enough. So if you're catching this before 11 a.m., would love for you to be a part of this. This is a big day. This is not a small job that has been determined here by the Hornets. The lead basketball decision maker for any organization, you could argue, is more important than any other job within the organization because they're making all of the calls about who is on the floor. And yeah, there's definite arguments to be made for star player or any player or the head coach or the, you know, co-chairman. There's a lot of jobs, but this is really one of the centerpieces for any team. So it's clearly a very exciting day. Jeff Peterson will be introduced officially here in the Queen City. 11 a.m. Eastern will be the press conference. You can tune into it on Hornets.com, the Hornets mobile app. And if you're driving around in your car, you can tune in on 92.7 Sports Radio WFNZ. Same place you get to tune into Hornets basketball on a nightly basis. Had the game for you last night there on our flagship station of the Hornets Radio Network, Charlotte falling to the Orlando Magic 101-89. It's the fifth straight loss for the Charlotte Hornets, a tough one. A couple of things stand out to me in terms of what went awry in this game, specifically inside of the game. I would say it was turnovers. That seems to have been the major difference. Both teams turned it over a lot. Charlotte 19 turnovers, Orlando 18. But it's not so much about the turnovers, it's about what they turn into. Just like rebounding can be a impact stat on a game, but the other team or your team has to cash in the rebounding advantage. You have to execute on those second chance points, or it really doesn't mean anything. Charlotte had almost an identical number of forced turnovers of Orlando as vice versa, but Charlotte only scored 10 points off the Magic miscues, whereas the Magic scored 23 off the Hornets mistakes. In a game decided by 12 to have a plus 13 advantage in a category like points off turnovers, that is significant. Hornets head coach Steve Clifford, after the game, talked about the turnovers.
When you have that many turnovers, you know, it's hard to put a good game together, you know, for 48 minutes. I mean, they scored 23 points off our 18 turnovers. And I think even, like, our defensive numbers will be pretty good because even though they shot 54, it's misleading because they scored so much off our turnovers. Our half-court defense wasn't bad.
So there's Coach Steve Clifford talking about the turnovers. And it's not to say that the Hornets didn't play a good game. They played a tough opponent. Orlando's playing as well as anyone in the NBA right now. They've won 7 of their last 8 games, last night's win included. They've got Paolo Banchero, one of the bright young stars in the NBA. They're, for the most part, a completely healthy team. So that's a good opponent that came into Spectrum Center and walked out a winner. Hornets got 21 points from Vasa Micic, double-digit efforts from Brandon Miller, Trey Mann, and Davis Bertans. A lot of exciting moments in the game, but to me, the turnovers stood as the biggest reason for the Hornets within the game to end up coming up short, Rob.
Yeah, I'm in agreement with you, too. I mean, you go back and you look at the first quarter, both teams turned the ball over a lot. Each of them had 7 turnovers, kind of a wash in the points off turnovers for both sides. You can say the same thing in that second quarter as well, or at least at halftime, where the Magic had 12 turnovers and the Charlotte Hornets only had 10 points off those turnovers. Hornets had 9 turnovers and the Magic had 10 points off of those 9 turnovers. So it was kind of a wash in that sense. But if you go back and you look at the total of the game, I mean, the Hornets turned the ball over 19 times. It resulted in 23 points. But not only that, but just taking away those turnovers and those live ball turnovers specifically. Say you go down to, I don't know, 15 turnovers and you're able to limit those points off the turnovers, you're also adding extra possessions and extra shot attempts in there as well, because something I know that you look at a lot in the box score is the field goal attempts for both sides at the end of the night. And if you look at it from the game last night, it's really not that big of a disparity. The Magic had 74 field goal attempts. The Hornets had 72 field goal attempts, so it really wasn't that big of a difference. But in a game that ends up being, what, a 12-point spread, I mean, it's not a lot in the sense that you look at the turnovers, but if you cut it down to 15, I mean, that's 4 extra possessions four extra field goal attempts, whatever you want to say. Maybe there's a couple three-pointers in there. Maybe there's some free throws that are shot. All of a sudden, it's a completely different game, and you're also taking those points off turnovers off the board as well for Orlando. So a little can go a long way in that sense, and unfortunately, it just didn't go the way of the Hornets last night. And again, I don't want to harp on it, but the biggest thing here is those injuries, and the reason why we keep saying that is because of the chemistry factor. I mean, it's one thing when you have a new trade deadline and you got new pieces in here and they all have to kind of gel together. Well, now we're past that. We're a couple weeks past that, but now it's the injuries, because now you got guys coming in here that are trying to reintroduce themselves into the fold a little bit. I mean, this was what, I think the 29th different starting five that the Hornets have had this season last night, with Nick Richards coming back off of missing that game in Toronto. So things like that definitely take time, and that chemistry takes time, and unfortunately, because of those injuries, it continues to be the main factor for the Hornets and why they are struggling and why they are having these records over the last couple of seasons.
So we're in agreement that the turnovers were the major difference, and we're also in agreement that we're immediately contradicting ourselves and saying that health is the major reason for the result last night, because there was a clear, I hesitate to ever say talent gap, but it's a talent gap. I mean, the Magic have a reigning Rookie of the Year, one of the youngest all-stars in the game today, former number one overall pick, Paolo Banchero. He is just one of a handful of guys 6'10" or taller that they've built around. And Charlotte is meanwhile down at minimum two starters, including their young all-star LaMelo Ball, as well as their center, plus two more rotation players. Now, maybe the Hornets are going a player or two deeper than normal in the bench, probably two. So it's not like before where they were going to the absolute ends of the bench and then calling up Greensboro and saying, can we have some of yours as well? But it's the lack of that elite established star in LaMelo, as well as being down a center, as well as being down two others, whereas Orlando can just throw waves at you. They've got Paolo Banchero, their superstar. They've got all these recent draft picks like Suggs, like Wagner, like Anthony Black, that they can go up against you with. And Charlotte did a good job to keep it competitive, to make it close, to make it interesting. But at the end of the day, Orlando was able to dictate things a little bit more easily because they have their full roster available to them. And, you know, some of this is just kind of crying to the heavens because there's nothing you can do about bad injury luck. But some nights, the game against Toronto, for instance, it didn't feel like Charlotte lost the game because of injuries. Now, maybe they could have won it had they been healthy, the way that Orlando won last night against Charlotte. But the Hornets didn't lose that game because of the level of injury. I think you could make a serious argument that the Hornets lost last night's game to Orlando because of the level of injuries. That said, it does have the silver lining of opening up opportunities for other players. And we'll select our silver linings guys in a moment. But one player who has been elevated now to the starting lineup because of the waves of injuries, LaMelo Ball, Cody Martin, Seth Curry, Vasa Micic. He was going to be a part of the rotation regardless, given his level of play. But he was a starter for the second straight game the other night, had a career high. Here's what he had to say about he and the team dealing with injuries to their teammates.
Unfortunately, we have a lot of injured players. That's what is also one of the reasons that I got these minutes. But at the same time, I know that any chance that we got here is not for granted. It should be used the best we can do. So it gives me a lot of confidence, honestly. And the game as a game is always the same. This is what I can say, especially in my age. So I'm just happy that I got this opportunity.
Vasa Micic, the perfect attitude. You are a team-first person. You want the team to succeed. You want everyone to be healthy, but you have to be looking for your opportunities as well and looking to capitalize. And if you don't have the belief that you can be every bit the same player as the guys you're replacing, then you're probably not going to make it to the NBA anyways. Micic, a 30-year-old rookie stepping in with a career night, in large part because of the opportunities opened up for him due to injury.
And one more thing about this whole thing, when you look at it and you look at the box score, Orlando just has more depth. I mean, they had four guys in double figures off the bench. The bench points were 46-23 in favor of the Magic in the game last night. And you go back and you look at Vasilije Micic, Meech has had 21 points. You're hoping that's coming from the bench and not from a starting role because he has to be elevated and that sort of thing. So it ended up being Grant Williams with 9 points and Davis Bertans had 14. Those were the only guys off the bench that scored. I know the Hornets kept the rotation pretty tight with only 8 guys, but still you need a little bit more bench production, and it just goes back to that depth because of the injuries.
And worth noting that those guys coming off the bench for Orlando, they're all veterans for the most part. Joe Ingles didn't score, but plus 15 in his 17 minutes out there. He did a lot without taking very many shots at all. 8 assists, the game high for Ingles off the bench. He's a 10-year vet. He's 36 years old. Anthony Black is a rookie out of Arkansas, but he's kind of the only one out there. You got Mo Wagner, who's in his 6th season in the NBA. Cole Anthony has already signed his second contract. He's been in the NBA for 4 seasons. Jonathan Isaac is in his 5th season and his second contract in the NBA, a former top 10 pick way back in 2017. So the guys playing a lot of minutes for Orlando, some of them are young, yes, but for the most part, these are guys who have had a lot of experience, and now it's all kind of coming together for Orlando. Being healthy helps, kind of reminiscent of Sacramento, quite frankly, from last year. They finally got healthy, acquired enough talent through the draft and other means, and made the big run, and now Orlando is doing similar things in the Eastern Conference. They've won 7 of their last 8 games, 12 of their last 15, and they are victorious last night over the Hornets 101-89. But as we've been saying, plenty of silver lining selections to be made, and we will give you our selections after this quick break. You're listening to the Hornets Hivecast, brought to you by Senta.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Are you tired of your scented cleaning products smelling and cleaning like meh? Then it's time for an upgrade with the power of Clorox Scentiva. With an uplifting scent that smells like coconut, Clorox Scentiva gives you powerful clean like Clorox, but a feeling like being transported to a tropical island retreat. Imagine putting your phone on Do Not Disturb, tuning out all the constant, just the feeling of warm sand in between your toes and a fruity drink in your hand. The ones with the little umbrella. Refresh your home to feel like an all-inclusive vacation by getting Clorox Scentiva. Also available in grapefruit and lavender scents at a nearby retail store.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snag a Job is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position. Warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer? Yeah, Snagajob's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text snag to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
Sam Farber, Rob Longo here with you on the HHC, the Hornets Hivecast, brought to you by Senta. Hornets falling to the Orlando Magic yesterday, 101-89. Today, a very exciting day at Spectrum Center. Hornets will be introducing the new lead decision maker when it comes to basketball decisions, Jeff Peterson, new executive vice president of basketball operations. The announcement made official yesterday. He will be introduced to the entire Hornets and Charlotte Queen City media contingent today, 11 a.m. start time, tip time for the press conference from Spectrum Center. And you can catch it all on Hornets.com, the Hornets app, as well as on the Bally Sports app, BallySports.com, and the Hornets flagship station, 92.7 Sports Radio, WFNZ. Hornets falling last night to the Magic. The Hornets are now officially, I know this is not going to be a huge shocker, not that this was going to happen, but Hornets are now officially eliminated from top 6 contention in the Eastern Conference. No automatic bid into the postseason. Still have some tragic number to deal with, so they are not officially eliminated altogether from the postseason, but the odds are getting very long as the Hornets have lost now five in a row and have fallen to 15-47 overall on the campaign. There were some silver lining performances from last night's contest. Four Hornets finishing in double figures, including a career high for Vasa Micic, a long streak extended by Brandon Miller. Lots of choices. Rob Longo, who's your pick for silver linings?
I'm going to go with the guy that you just mentioned and we talked a little bit about in the last segment. That's the Magic Man, Vasilij Micic.
Hornets up by four. Micic driving up for the lane. Yes! Finishing the foul. The hoop and the arm for Vasa Micic, making a little magic happen. And the Hornets are now doubling up the magic altogether, 12-6.
Back when the Hornets were going through a pretty good start to the game in that first quarter, but Vasilije I thought was great. I mean, just so consistent. 7 points in the first quarter, finished with 12 at the break at halftime. Didn't do a whole lot in that third quarter, only scored 3 points, but finishes with 21 points. That's a career high in the NBA. His all-time professional career high is back in Europe where he had 37 points at one juncture, but he also had a career high in rebounds as well. He finishes with 5 boards, 4 assists. I thought he did a great job efficiently scoring the basketball as well. 8 from 15, I should say, from the field. Just 1 for 4 beyond the arc, but perfect at the free throw line, 4 for 4. I mean, just stepping into this role now, his second consecutive start, this is an improvement. This is something that whenever he came over from Europe this season, I'm sure that's what he expected, or that's what Oklahoma City expected, and then he just unfortunately fell out of the rotation at OKC, but somebody's loss is somebody else's gain, and the Hornets have certainly been the benefactor of that here ever since the trade deadline. I thought he's just filled in so admirably here for Charlotte, especially with the absence of LaMelo Ball. I think him and Trey Mann in the backcourt together, obviously having some time together at Oklahoma City helps, but having them together now here and Charlotte is starting to kind of pay dividends as well, and can't say so many good things about a 30-year-old rookie. I know that that's a little rare in this day and age, but yeah, I mean, he's just been so darn good for the last couple of games, and I always say that I'm going to be the card-carrying member of the Vasilije Micic fan club, myself and Will Palacic on Hornets postgame on the flagship sports radio WFNZ, so maybe I have a little bit of a bias towards him, but he's definitely earned the silver lining performance last night in my book.
Little Micic man crush, maybe?
Possibly.
All right. Hopefully Micic is the Ichiro of the NBA and go on to set some kind of crazy record or some kind of crazy run here with the Hornets being the main benefactors. Micic would have been my number one pick. Career highs, 21 points, 5 rebounds, both career high marks. Also 8 made field goals, 4 made free throws. Those are both career highs. Love his aggressiveness. Love the way he, you know, kind of took the action to the Magic. Those long stretches there, he was a difference maker, and not to point blame in any one else, but Micic in his almost 29 minutes on the floor was a -2 in the plus minus. So that's to say, you know, no one really went out there and put their stamp on the minutes and we won these minutes and therefore would have won the game if that person was able to play 48. But clearly Micic did not lose it. He had a lot to do with the Hornets staying tough and staying in this contest from start to near the finish. Tip of the cap real quick. Want to give one to Trey Mann. He continues to play really, really strong basketball. He came through with 18 points last night. Super efficient. 7 for 9 from the floor. 5 for 5 from inside the foul line. Had 6 rebounds. He just continues to impress here, and he's having a career year in a few stats: rebounds, assists per game, field goal percentage, 3-point percentage. That got better. He's shooting better than 40% from beyond the arc, and he's averaging almost 12 points per game since arriving in the Queen City. So another strong performance for Trey Mann. Enjoyed what he brought to the table last night for Team Teal. But my pick for Silver Linings Performer, I got to go with the rookie, the now 2-time Eastern Conference Rookie of the Month, Brandon Miller.
Bridges will drive. Bridges gets the rack, kick out. Brandon Miller for 3. Yes, sir. Brandon Miller drilling another Lowe's 3-point shot. He's into double figures now with 10, and the Hornets are out on top, 53-50.
Unfortunately, that lead would be rather short-lived, but Brandon Miller brought a lot to the table once again. Was kind of bottled up by Orlando. That's a big team, and they were able to throw a lot of different defenses at Charlotte and at Brandon Miller specifically, but by the second half, he kind of had it figured out, made 3 of his 4 threes after intermission. 11 of his 18 points coming in the second half. Ends up being the team's second leading scorer, as he's consistently been. And another efficient game. He was not the leading shot taker, but was one of the leading scorers. 7 of 15 from the floor, always a good percentage. 4 from 8 from 3, that's a great percentage. Miller did a lot of good out there. And one streak was continued by Brandon Miller last night. That was the consecutive games with a made three streak. He has now moved into a tie for second in Hornets franchise history. 17 consecutive games with a made three. Rob, I know you know the answer to this, but number one on the list for a rookie for consecutive games with a made three belongs to LaMelo Ball. Did it obviously back in 2021. His was 18. So Brandon Miller is now on the precipice of tying that record. And I think it's notable some of the statistical similarities, because LaMelo Ball, when he had his record, he had kind of reached a stage where he had been the starter for the whole stretch. He was a really high-level scorer in those 18 games. He, on an average night, would post 20 points per game, shot 46% from three, so even better than Brandon Miller has been, far more efficient overall when you look at the numbers. Not as efficient from two, but then you look at his rebounds and his assists as well. He was averaging about 6.5 rebounds per game and averaging 7 assists per game. So as impressive as Brandon Miller is, kind of harkens back to LaMelo's rookie season when he was super, super impressive out there on the floor. But nonetheless, if you're about to set a franchise record or that close to it, you're doing a lot of things right. And Brandon Miller clearly is, hence my silver lining selection.
Yeah, I mean, I can't think of anybody else that would have been those nominees out there, but Brandon Miller's been really good. And that's the thing that you touched on there a few moments ago, was the fact that he was kind of bottled up a little bit about this size. And it's at the point now where Brandon Miller's going to get everybody's best shot out there on the floor. He's not this rookie all of a sudden that nobody really knows the scouting report. The scouting reports out there were, what, 50-some games into the season, 60-some games into the season. Everybody knows what his strengths and his weaknesses are right now. So he's been able to fly under the radar a little bit in terms of just being able to adjust his game or continue to do what he needs to do to be successful. I mean, he doesn't have very many clunkers of a game, and that's something that Steve Clifford talks about, is you might have guys out here in the NBA that are able to go out and score 20 or 30 points, but they can't do it consistently. They might score 20 points one game, and then they might be in single digits for 5, 6, 7 games, and then all of a sudden they sprout up again and have another good game. Brandon Miller is the antithesis of that. He is so darn consistent. He is able to give you 10, 15 points. Can he give you 35? Absolutely. We saw that earlier this season. But he is a guy that's going to consistently give you double figures night in and night out, and that's what you look for in the NBA, is consistency. And Brandon Miller is the poster child for that right now in this year's draft.
LaMelo Ball, the record that he is shooting for now, Brandon Miller one game away from matching that mark set by LaMelo for consecutive games as a rookie with a made three in Hornets franchise history. LaMelo's mark, 18 games. Brandon Miller will go for that on Friday against Washington. One more person we want to hear from about the Hornets rookie star. Let's go with your silver lining selection, the veteran of the game of basketball, but maybe not so much the NBA, Vasa Micic. Here's what he had to say about Miller after the game.
I'm a rookie too. He's super talented. I mean, the game we play against them in OKC, I was at that time in OKC, we played them out, but he had a great game that night, and I realized some details that was something that I liked in terms of his skill, in terms of his size. I think he has the right mindset. He loves basketball, which is the first and most important thing. But what I've seen, let's say, in OKC with the young guys who are improving so fast and they're similar age like him, that should be maybe something that he can see and he can take as a benefit to be aware that he can do the same in terms of, like, not waiting so long, just working on his game, his body. He's so raw, he can really improve a lot in every aspect, but as a base, he's really so talented.
Some great words there from Vasa Micic, and I'll piggyback on that a little. It's what I'm saying when you look at the comparison to LaMelo Ball. When you look back to that run, LaMelo had the similar one in his rookie season, and then the jump he made in year two becoming an all-star, and the jumps he continues to make. I know he didn't play a lot this year, or has not played a lot this year, but there was a stretch where he was going for 30 a night. His numbers, 24 points per game, that's a career high. He was exceptional for the Hornets when out there on the floor. So there's no reason to doubt that Brandon Miller won't make similar jumps, and he's doing from such a high place already. Miller, the two-time now Eastern Conference Rookie of the Month. He's going for three and building a very nice case for it with his first two games here in this month of March. That's going to do it for this edition of the Hornets Hivecast. One final reminder, team is going to introduce Jeff Peterson at a press conference at 11 a.m. today. If it's past 11 a.m., go to Hornets.com. You can see all of the quotes and all of the notes from Jeff Peterson's introduction in the Queen City. If it's prior to 11 a.m., it should be appointment viewing or listening for you. You can also hear it on 92.7 Sports Radio WFNZ. Tomorrow, we will have another edition of the HHC. We're going to sit down with Hornets co-chairman Rick Schnall and Gabe Plotkin, or at least that's the plan, to talk about their hiring of Jeff Peterson. We'll also have a sit-down one-on-one interview with new Hornets edition, Grant Williams, the pride of Providence Day. Go Chargers. Is going to talk to us about coming back here to the Queen City and playing for his hometown team. Look forward to bringing that conversation to you as well. Rob Longo, thanks as always for joining me here at the HHC.
Pleasure as always, and we'll talk to you soon.
I'll see you at 11 a.m.
Bright and early.
Bright and early. There you go. Thanks to Rob Longo. Thanks to all of you for tuning in. For everyone here, I'm Sam Farber saying it's been a pleasure and a privilege having you along. We'll talk to you next time right here on the Hornets Hivecast.
Thank you for listening to the Hornets Hivecast, brought to you by Senta, the official eye, ear, nose, and throat care provider of the Charlotte Hornets. For more coverage, visit Hornets.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now, you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.